Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank you for joining me today. And before we go into the word that God has placed on my heart to share with you for the next few days, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, we come to you and we thank you, Lord. We can come boldly before the throne of grace to find the help that we need in our time of difficulty and trial and affliction. And so, Father, we're inviting the Holy Spirit to take God's word and make it a personal word to our lives and to our hearts, to where we are at this moment in time, at this season in our lives. Father, that Jesus may be glorified, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I've entitled what I'm going to be sharing with you, The Call of God. And I'd like to begin by sharing one of my very favorite passages found in the book of Isaiah. And this is Isaiah, the 35th chapter. And I'll start reading at verse 8. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Praise God. That's Isaiah, the 35th chapter, verses 8 through 10. Let me share a couple of other translations of that verse, because what I want us to hear is that the way of the Lord is not complex. It's not difficult. More and more in today's world, things are increasingly difficult and complicated as far as technology. And the Lord's way, He knew the heart of man. He knows our frame. And regardless of the days, the times in which we're living, regardless of the society, regardless of our individual capabilities, our intellectual capacity, our emotional condition, the Lord is saying that way of holiness is a simple way. Even if we are not advantaged as others may be, God's way is simple, and the simple, the fool, even though there may be a fool as far as what the world standards would call them, they will not err. It will be simple. Some of the translations of that passage of Scripture: no evil-hearted men may walk upon it. God will walk there with you. Even the most stupid cannot miss the way. That's a Living Bible. And another translation says, and it will be for them, he who walks in this way, even the simple will not go astray. Another translation, Knox, none that is defiled may travel on it, and there you shall find a straight path lying before you. Wayfarer is none so foolish he can go astray. That's very comforting, isn't it? Consoling. And the American Standard Version, but it shall be for the redeemed, the wayfaring men, though yea, fools, shall not err therein. So in this passage, God is saying there is a way of holiness, and regardless of what you feel your abilities are, your strengths or your weaknesses, God is saying, I'm going to make it simple. You're not going to make a mistake. You're not going to be turned aside. I will make a way for you. Praise God. And so God is looking in this hour for those who will turn from the world and the lure and the attractions thereof to a pure and undefiled and simple way of holiness that is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's another passage I'd like to share with you, probably a familiar one. These are the words of Jesus, Revelation, the 3rd chapter, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. Now, we often take this particular passage of Scripture and apply it to the unsaved, that God is standing at the door of the hearts of the unsaved, seeking to have an invitation to come in, because God is very much a gentleman and he never forces himself. But actually, in terms of scriptural context, this is in the book of Revelation, the 3rd chapter, and the Lord is actually speaking to the church of Laodicea. Let me read the preceding passages. These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation, O God. This is to the church. He says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. But then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, and he's talking about a church or an individual who's self-satisfied. I am rich. I'm increased with goods. I don't have need of anything. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Again, he's speaking to his people. He's speaking to a church, in this particular case, the Laodicean church, and some say it refers to the final church age. And so we have to examine our hearts and humble ourselves and realize God has so much for us. He's not going to make it difficult, but God is looking for men and women who will make up the hedge, who will dare to put their hand to the plow of God, if you will, and not look back. If you remember the call of Elisha, who succeeded the prophet Elijah, and that's recorded in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter. And it says, Elijah passed by. Elisha cast his mantle upon him, and Elisha left the oxen and ran after Elijah. And it says that he took the yoke of oxen, he slew them, he boiled their flesh and the instruments of the oxen and gave them unto the people. He arose and went after Elijah and ministered to him. So the Lord is looking for those who will be willing to put everything in the hands of the Lord and say, Lord, I know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and I want to follow you. And the word of the Lord says in 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, let me read just a few verses. In verse 3, Paul begins by saying, For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward, not that we're sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. And this is the word to God's people today, whatever our station in life, whatever season, who hath also made us able ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. We are called, every one of us, in the capacity that God has given to us, the abilities, the talents, to be a faithful witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been charged by the Lord to go forth and preach the gospel of the kingdom. It's called the Great Commission. He's never rescinded that. And we're not only to share and preach that gospel, but we're to be living examples of the kingdom of heaven that is within us. We are part of God's kingdom of the Lord. We're in this world, but we're not of it. And we then owe our allegiance to Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of our lives. And when it came for the time for David to die, he called his son Solomon to him and gave him a command. David, if you will, is a type of Jesus Christ. And he spoke these words to Solomon: "Be thou strong, therefore, and shew thyself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses." Why did he say that? He now gives the reason: "That thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself, that the Lord may continue his work, which he spake concerning me, saying, If thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee," said he, "a man on the throne of Israel." That's 1 Kings 2:2-4. And so the charge that God gave to the son of David, to King Solomon, he's really given to all of us, that we should walk in holiness before him, that way of holiness that Isaiah spoke of, that even though we may not think of ourselves as very gifted or very smart or intellectual, we will not err in the way. That's the promise he gave. Well, my time is gone, and we're just getting into the message. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. And if you have prayer needs, the announcer is going to give our contact information, how you can get in touch to share those needs, and know that I will personally pray for you. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your prayer support. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,